let's go to Psalms 145. And if we could get a handheld mic ready, because we're going to look at this psalm that teaches us and encourages us to praise the Lord. And then I thought, well, what better way to, after we learn this, is to exercise this and give you a chance, if you'd like to, think about this as we're going through the Bible study this morning, and think about the idea of, okay, 2024, this is the last Sunday, what is it that I could stand up and say, I want to praise the Lord for this in this past year, and to share some things this morning that God's done in your life, done in your family's life, done in your heart. And this isn't a poor me whining session, okay? And it may involve some things that weren't great. But you know what? We can still praise the Lord for some things that maybe were difficult, but we learned things through the Lord. And so I'm going to give you an opportunity. You don't have to do it. Even though the Bible does say, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord, but maybe you're not breathing, so you don't have to do it. But preacher, you're putting some pressure on us. Yeah, I think we ought to get in the habit of praising the Lord. I think it ought to be natural for Christians to want to praise the Lord. So we'll give you an opportunity to do that. So now that you've been given this much advance notice, you know, when I get to it, don't all of you just stare at me like, okay, I don't know, maybe somebody else will do it. Come on, let's be involved in this morning. Psalms 145, I will extol thee, my God. O King, I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day, think about that, every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Boy, I had to stop and think about that. Every day, Lord, I failed in that in 2024. I'd love to be able to stand up here and say, I didn't miss a day in 2024 where I didn't praise the Lord. But I'm going to tell you what, that convicted me. I'm going to try to not miss a day in 2025 where I don't praise the Lord. Why? Verse 3, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. And his greatness is, I like this word, unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and will sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious, full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you, dear Lord. May we, Lord, become a praising people. May we walk away from this psalm today, Lord, more determined, dear God, not to fall short in this area. May we constantly and consistently, Lord, lift up to you the praise that you deserve. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for being slow to anger. Thank you for your faithfulness. Lord, bless our study this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, great. If I was to outline this chapter, verses 1 through 3, you can kind of glance at them, is I call this making a commitment to praise. You know what? The psalmist David, he made a commitment to praise the Lord. We'll talk about that in a minute. And then verses 4 through 17, he reviews the reasons to praise the Lord. And if you read down through 4 and 17, almost every verse will give you another reason that we ought to praise the Lord, another thing we can thank him for. Then if you go to the end of the chapter, 18 through 21, it tells us how God rewards those who praise him. Boy, let's think about that. You know what? God says that you ought to praise him, but he also says this: I will reward people that consistently praise me. And so that's the outline of the study this morning. Let's look first of all, making a commitment to praise the Lord. The first two verses says this: I will, notice this is a personal commitment. I can't control it, what everybody else does or doesn't do, but I'm going to make a personal commitment to extol thee. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee. All right, stop, time out. We got to stop and think about this. Folks, not every day in 2024 was a good day. Not every day in 2024, everything went according to plan. Not every day in 2024 did we necessarily get good news. But you know what? David didn't say, I'm going to wait and see what the day brings and then decide whether or not you deserve praise. He said, you deserve praise no matter what I am asked to face or what, no matter what comes into my life. And so he made this commitment before he knew what tomorrow would bring. And to make a commitment in 2025 to praise the Lord every day, not knowing what we're going to have to face in 2025, hey, that's a wise decision to go ahead and make. You know, we often say God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Doesn't mean life is always good. Doesn't mean circumstances is always good. Doesn't mean we don't have to face some difficult things. You know, I mean, I spent a lot of time in the hospital this week. I spent a lot of time with Cheryl the previous week, and then since then, running to hospitals and visiting some of our folks that are home that are sick and in need right now. And I've been in a couple of circumstances, folks, where people are struggling and they're having a tough day. But you know what? You can still find a reason to praise the Lord. And you got to make that decision. And I will praise thy name forever and ever. He said, this isn't going to be something I do just for a short amount of time. Every day will I praise thee. This is a lifelong decision. And forever and ever, you're not going to live forever and ever. Well, you know, I'm going to live forever and ever. Maybe you're not going to live forever and ever, but I am. And I promise you, once we get to heaven, we're not going to have any problem praising the Lord. We're not going to have any problem when we see God in his glory, in his greatness, and when we look around and see all that he's created, all that he's made for us, and we look around and see all of the people that maybe we had a little bit, just that much, in helping them come to Christ or encouraging them to serve the Lord. I'm going to tell you something. We won't have any problem on the other side. Every time it seems like you get a peek into heaven, in the scriptures, there's somebody praising the Lord. And so why preacher? Verse 3, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. So we see that David made a commitment. I will. He says this several times. I will. Verse number 1, every day will I will. So you have to make a decision for yourself. And I think our attitude ought to be this way, this. And I remember growing up and hearing my mom, sometimes we'd get bad news, or sometimes something would go wrong, or sometimes we'd walk out, there's a flat tire on the car. And my mom was fond of saying, praise the Lord anyhow. Praise the Lord anyhow. There's some praise the Lord days, and then there's some praise the Lord anyhow days. But you know what? Still praise the Lord. And so, you know, things may take us by surprise, but it doesn't take God for surprise. Now, quickly, because I want to give you time, we want some time for some testimonies. But if you go through verse 3 through 17, I'm going to go through kind of quick. You say, preacher, why praise the Lord? Verse 3, I just read it, because God is great. His greatness is unsearchable. Verses 4 through 7, glance back at those. Because those younger than you need to hear you praise the Lord. Now, I thought I'd just be teaching our older group in here today, but this applies to everybody in here. But, you know, I just want to say, for those of us that are, you know, 40 and older, how important is it for us to set the example for the next generation in this matter of praising the Lord? He said in verse 4, one generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. And so why should we praise the Lord? Because you know what? The teenagers need to hear our senior saints praising the Lord. Come on, moms and dads, those of you that still have children in the home. Children need to grow up hearing parents praise the Lord. And if they, listen, they're going to hear something. They're going to hear something. And you know what? Little pitchers have big ears, okay? So they're hearing what you, you know what? Grow up in a house. I'm thankful that I didn't do this. I mean, I do. I've dealt with people and had to counsel people that have to overcome this in their life. Just raised in a house of negativity. Just raised in the house of complaints. Just raised in the house of murmuring and you know, unthankfulness. And you know, a child has 18 years of that. Folks, listen to me. It's not that God can't help them. It's not that they can't change. But, you know, what an advantage is given to a child who just is raised in a home where there's positivity and there's praise. And you know, even during the tough things, they see mom and dad just, you know what, point to the Lord and say, God's going to take care of us. And hey, he's still good. And we're just going to serve him no matter what. And so think about that. Because God is gracious. Did you notice verse 8? He kind of just gives a list here. In case you think you don't have a reason to praise the Lord is gracious. Amen. The grace of God, unmerited favor. You know, folks, God giving us things, blessing us in ways we certainly don't deserve, and yet he does it. He's gracious, full of compassion. He cares about us. The creator of the universe cares about Jerry Ross. Well, I try to wrap my brain around that. He cares about the things that are going on in your life right now. He cares about that little frustration that you have. He cares about that burden that you are carrying. He cares about the struggles of life. And preacher, I'm trying to do better in this area, and I take two steps forward and go three steps backwards, and I'm frustrated with myself. And God cares about that. He cares enough to come alongside you and help you and tell you, don't give up and don't quit, and you can do this and you can make it. And you know, God cares about us. He's compassionate, slow to anger. Aren't we glad about that? Amen. You know, let's try to mimic that character trait of God going into the next year. You know, God has not got a short fuse. He doesn't have a quick trigger. He's slow to anger and of great mercy. The verse starts with graciousness and bookends. Graciousness, think about that, and ends that verse with mercy. Grace, God giving us things that we do not deserve. Mercy, God withholding things, judgment, things that we really should get, but his mercy, in his mercy, he decides to withhold those things. It goes on, verse 9, the Lord is good to all. Okay, all right. Every Christian probably ought to just underline that. The Lord is good to all. And I think, honestly, I feel like at Blessed Hope Baptist Church, I sense this. I believe that the people, the individual people in this church really believe that. Every great once in a while, I'll run into somebody that, you know what, don't ask them how things are going because, you know, I'm sorry, I understand. And I'm not against people sharing burdens or sharing concerns, but good night. I mean, if you're asked 50 times how things are going and it's always terrible, could you one time just stop and share the goodness of God in your life? Because not everything's bad in your life. And God is good to all. And his tender mercies are over all his works. And so we are given this list. And God's good to all of us. Think about that. You hear me quote this song, when upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it'll surprise you what the Lord hath done. Look at verse number 13. It reminds us of God's kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. I wrote down this. Give me another reason to praise. Because of heaven. Amen. You know, folks, this life's a vapor. You know, I don't have to, I always say, you never have to, you can't convince anybody under 35 of that, and you don't have any trouble convincing anybody over 35, because I think it hits you about mid-30s where it's saying, wait a minute, what? I'm half done? How quick did that go? Well, if you think the first one half went quick, wait till you go into the second half. It just seems like somebody hits the fast forward button in your life. And folks, honestly, I mean, I was preparing this morning for the last Sunday morning sermon that I'm going to preach in 2024. And I just sat there and I checked my calendar about three times to make sure I wasn't confused about that. How did we get here so quick? And yet here we are. And if Jesus doesn't come, I promise you, you know, we're going to replace the banner. We're going to have a new theme, and we're going to take off into January, and we're going to blink a couple times. And if the God tarries and he's merciful, and you know what, he allows me to still be standing here a year from now, then you know what, I'll be sitting here going, what happened to 2025? It just goes so quickly. And so, you know, heaven's coming. No matter what we are asked to face in life, you know what? Don't be discouraged. This life is temporary, and heaven is eternal, everlasting. And, you know, I mentioned that about sickness. You know, as you go through the Bible and study about sickness, the very last thing you discover is in the book of Revelation, where there's a place where there is no more sickness. How about that? All that we're dealing with right now. And I think about that. And no hospital calls. You know, we've got one right now in Union Hospital. We've got one in Bloomington Hospital. We've got one in Greene County Hospital. You know why? Because that's what church members do to you. They get on the phone and they talk and they say, no, listen, let's keep the preacher busy. And let's all go to the hospital this week, but let's not go to the same one, you know. And it does seem like these things come in bunches. You know, for those of you that have the superstitious three thing going, you know, it all comes in threes. Some of you are like, thank goodness a third person's in there. I'm off the hook now, you know. Well, I've seen them come in fours and fives and sixes and sevens. So, you know, amen. Let's just pray for those that are going through it and be a blessing to them. But, you know, heaven's coming. Heaven's coming. Verse 14, because God gives us strength when we need it most. I'm kind of hurrying. Verse 15 and 16, because God provides us with our daily bread. Amen. How about that? We've eaten pretty good the last couple weeks. We've done all right. And then how about verse 17? Because God is righteous and holy. Boy, I wish I could had more time to spend on this. Sometimes we ought to just praise God for his righteousness. Because you're not going to see a lot of righteousness in this world. Praise God for his holiness. Let's not forget about the righteousness of God and the holiness of God. And then how does God reward those that praise him? Verse 18 through 21, he rewards us with his presence. In verse 18, he rewards us with answers to our prayers. Verse 19, I'm just kind of going through and listing them. He rewards us with his protection. And verse 20, the Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. But no matter what he does or does not do, no matter what the reward seems to be or doesn't seem to be, here's the last verse, here's the conclusion. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. And Brother Nathan, would you mind going back and getting that handheld mic, and maybe you can run it around. The reason I want to do this, I want to hear you. And then also, well, we do record these things. So this is your opportunity to be on our website. This we don't post Sunday School on YouTube, so you're not going to be a YouTube sensation. But you going to start, Brother Klein?
Yes. Can I go first?
Yes, sir.
I want to thank the Lord for bringing my family here. This will be the 29th year. And boy, it's went by like a flash. It really has. But three of my youngest don't know any other church. This is where they were born. So,
Amen.
Yeah, I really appreciate the church, and we love you, Pastor, and we pray for you daily.
Amen. Thank you.
Recovery and your wife.
Thank you, Brother Klein. You know, I say this about every family. I've said it about every family, either public or privately. But I'll look out in our congregation and I'll say, boy, it was a good day when God brought the Klein family to Blessed Hope Baptist Church. And your preacher said that about everybody in here. That's how I feel about everybody. 29 years ago. Well, that's amazing. That's remarkable. Okay? Yes, sir.
I'll go. I just wanted to stand up and say, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Amen. And the Lord has been good to me in my life and my family's life. And I'm thankful that the Lord placed me in a good, godly Christian home to where I could know the Lord early. I was saved June 2nd, 1990. I don't know where I'm going when I die, and I'm glad I do. And I'm glad that I have a good wife and good kids, and they all know where they're going as well.
Amen.
And this year's been really different for me, different than any other year of my life. I'm 39 years old, and had to face some things this year that I've never had to face before, but I'm still here, and God's still on the throne, and he brought us through it, and we're just going to keep going until we can't go anymore. A couple things that I wanted to say, though, was that I was thankful for the Lord for. In the past few years, I've had a lot of trouble with my voice through the winter months, and if you're involved with music, that's a little tough, and you kind of sit to the side sometimes, and you feel like when people are looking at you, you're like, you're supposed to be over the music. What's going on with you? Well, if you don't have a voice, you can't. But so far, knock on wood, amen, the Lord's been good for me this year, and I haven't had that trouble. The other thing that was kind of a highlight of my year was being able to see one of my coworkers come to church. Not only did he come to church, but his fiance came to church. And not only did they come to church, but they got saved.
Hey.
So to see that the Lord used you to do something like that, I was thankful that I was able to do that.
Amen. Good. Someone else, don't be shy, raise your hand. Okay.
I just want to thank you, Lord, for everything he's done for my wife and I. Since I've had my strokes, my personality, she says, has changed, and I think it has. And I don't mean that, but I'm just thankful that the Lord allows me to walk and talk with having the two strokes. And I lay in bed oftentimes in the morning. And I told my wife, I know where all three of my kids are at on Sundays.
Amen.
Ashley's in church. Nathan's in church, and Isaac's in church. And not everybody can say that. I'm very thankful that my children are all serving the Lord. I'm very thankful for the wife that he's given me. She's dead. She's had to endure a lot the last couple of years because of what's happened to me, and I'm just thankful for my wife. I'm thankful for what the Lord's done for us.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Me and Brother Tom went to high school together and been serving the Lord together. And we decided both to get sick together. So, you know what? But you know what? We walk up to shake each other's hand every Sunday, lie to each other and tell each other we're doing great. And but you know what? Still here. Still serving God. Yes, sir.
Let me just start off. Hold it up. A little closer?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just start off by saying, praise the Lord.
Amen.
One of the things Lori and I did before we had grandchildren and knew they were coming, we prayed for each and every one of them to be saved. Amen. Well, this past year, the youngest, Jax, who's going to, Lord willing, be 7 early January, got saved early this year.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Praise the Lord for that. We've been praying for that. How could you, you can thank the Lord for dying for you, but when you stop and think, I do. I ponder. Coming down from heaven, someone as sinful as me, why would he? He knew what I was going to be like, but yet he still came down from his throne. I know to die for all of us, but to make it personal, to die for me, I can't put that into words or except to say thank you.
Amen.
He's given me, we'd be here well past you preaching at 12 noon today, well past that, or even 7 tonight, but so many great things he's done in my life. Lori had some problems this year with her health, and I have, and he's seen both of us through it, and he's let me continue on this job, and I don't know hardly anything about technology. I don't know how it's done, except he must want me on the job. It's the only thing I can figure. I can do the job, but the technology changes so much. An old guy like me, and yet the Lord sees me through it and finds someone who can help me. And I'm just overwhelmed by the goodness of the Lord. I'm just overwhelmed. And thank him for that. Pastor just continues to be strong for the Lord. And I'm sure y'all have, but don't take that for granted, because one of the things I found out since I married Lori, that people that you would have thought would never, ever leave the Lord, or go, not that they, if they're saved, they're always saved. I understand that. But they would just go away from the King James Bible, et cetera. Yet I've seen people do it, and I'm shocked. Hmm. Still am. So I'm just glad we have the pastor and the pastor's wife that we have, you know. And I love him so much that I would laugh at his jokes. So, here we go.
That's because they're funny. What are you talking about?
When you start thinking of things to praise the Lord for, where do you begin? Where do you stop? It's hard. But first of all, on birthdays, April 24th was Connie's birthday. She would have been 79.
Wow.
And that was the best thing ever happened in my life when I married her. Two things in my life that God's done for me. One, financially. Being in the ministry when I started, we all signed out of Social Security. That was just a going thing. Fortunately, I worked enough side jobs that I have some Social Security, about half what I would have had. Thank God for that. But a couple of years ago, the VA guy down at Sullivan was signing me up for veterans benefits. He said, "You have any disabilities?" I said, "No." He said, "Well, let me read a list of things." And one thing popped up that I had. He said, "Well, let's apply for it." So I'm 40% disabled on veterans. So with Social Security and that, and then the church, 5 years ago, put me on as a staff evangelist. That's more than enough money to keep me going every month. And I think it all came because 5 or 6, 7, maybe 8 years ago, I committed to start tithing 20% of everything that comes in. And I've been doing that ever since. And God's not let me down. I've not missed a meal. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to cut back and miss some right now. Amen. One other thing that's very evident to me in my life is my driving. I'll be 80 years old in April. You want to stay out of my way. But whenever I pull out into like Highway 41, so many times nobody's coming from the north, nobody's coming from the south. I could just ease out on and get on. And same thing when I was still traveling on interstates. How often I would think, "Thank you, Lord," because in front of me it was a half mile to a car, and behind me a quarter or a half mile to a car. And I just said, "Thank you, Lord, for your watch care over me." And I could go on and on. I've got a lot of other things, but that's enough.
Thank you, Brother Joe. Thank you. Amen. God takes care of us. Brother Val's over here. Brother Joseph's over here. We got time maybe for a couple more. This has been good. We may have to do this more often. It's good to praise the Lord, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely want to say praise the Lord for my family. I know that we stepped away from their culture. And never do I want to get up and throw a pity party or anything like that. One big thing for us was we might not have actual family here, but we got church family.
And amen.
That means a lot to us, and that's what helps us go through. And one thing that I just really want to expound on is, when we went to visit my my family this summer, that was the second time that we visited them since we left. My dad actually, he was more open, and he said, "I'd like to have a discussion with you and listen to more of what you've got to say. Mm-hmm. And that just, you know, I mean, even though we're not on the same page on a lot of things, that was still the door cracking open.
Hey. You know?
And I just want to praise the Lord for that, and the church family for, you know, for your support. I can always feel that, or we can always feel that you guys are praying for us, and it doesn't just take stepping out of the Amish to have to go through that, because like the Edens, when they came and I learned about what they went through, I just learned that you don't even have to come away from the Amish to experience a measure of that stuff, because they have experienced some of the same stuff, maybe in a different way. But we all experience things through life. And so, again, I just want to say thank you and praise the Lord for his guidance.
All right. We got time for one more, Brother Val. Good. Good stuff.
Well, I'm like everybody else. I could go on and on about what I'm thankful for, but as I live life longer, I'm very thankful for God's mercy and grace.
Amen. Thank you so much. Well, this has been good. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Heavenly Father, thank you for the Sunday school hour. What a wonderful way to maybe end the year in our adult Sunday school classes. And Lord, may we ponder a bit on Psalms 145, Lord, as you direct each of us and work in each of our hearts. Maybe during this week, just we could flip over and just read a little bit of it again. Because, Lord, there's so many things we kind of just skimmed over. But, Lord, you're such a great God. And you deserve every bit of praise. You deserve the praise that we fail to give sometimes. So help us, Lord, in 2025 to be like David and make that I will commitment. I will extol the Lord. I will praise the Lord. Bless the coming hour, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.